Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. This is Barbara Grace Reynolds, one of your hostesses. So grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's see what kind of divine messages we are going to get today. Okay, DC, why don't you introduce yourself?
Thank you, Barbara, and happy last day of January. What a way to end the month, right? Morning with Jesus. Can't think of a better way.
That's true.
Yes. Okay. Hi, everyone. This is DC Love. I was told to refer to myself as the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, Reiki master, and teacher, as well as being a radio host. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance, healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But the really cool connection with Joan is that she left this door open, and others have walked through it. And I've had access to the most ironic and fascinating of divine source. It's provided me with the ability to relate and to work with a wide variety of clients. But before I start doing this work, and I can't imagine not doing it, my background was in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to. And it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations, so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace love and self-acceptance and bring joy back into their lives. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about me or about DC Love. Actually, it should be, you can learn more about DC Love or me, if you want to remember your grammar, by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus and scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll find pictures of DC Love and myself with little Learn More buttons under them. The Learn More button under DC will take you to DC's website, so that is one of the ways that you can connect with her. And the Learn More button under mine will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, lots of things that I've been guided to share. Okay, so it's time now for us to actually hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first message is from Ginger, and She has this little cheerleading outfit on and her pom-poms. And the whole time you were talking, she was saying, go, Barbara, go, Barbara. So she's cheering you on today, Barbara.
Oh,
so that's our first message. She's your little cheerleader. And I do have a little prayer that I want to start off with. And it's an uplifting little prayer. And it's by Sonia Choquette. And it's entitled, Clarity on My Path. Holy Mother, Father God, divine loving light and heart of the universe, I humbly ask for the healing power of your grace to clear my mind and allow me to get back in tune with my heart. I have no idea what I want or need. Please help me discover my path and lead me there. I thank you in advance with my whole heart and soul for shining a light and guiding me when I am so confused. Amen, and with infinite gratitude. And with that being said, I'm going to continue now with a message from Jesus. When you have complete faith in God, you will have complete faith in yourself. Faith is knowing that God is in control. Remain in faith and leave the rest to God. Fear can keep you up all night, but faith allows you to give your worries to God, and you will comfortably sleep among the stars. Have the courage to believe. Look forward to the new that awaits you beyond the open doors. Connect with your joy and awaken your passion, and allow your passion to become your purpose. Never question why. Your passion is your calling. When your passion and your purpose are greater than your fear, you will live out your dreams. So don't dream your life. Live your dreams. There's no better day than today to start. You have the whole universe inside you. Fuel the fire within and connect with those who fan your flames. Be fearless and set yourself on fire. Look to the sky above, the earth below, and the fire within. Seek the truth of your fire, and you will find meaning in your life. Fan the flames daily, and you will keep the passion burning in your soul. Jesus asks that we keep our spirited fire burning brightly within our heart for others to see. Find and keep your flame burning, even through the darkest times. I will be by your side always. I love you, Jesus. Then I had a little message that I remember last year. Now, last year at this time, we weren't live on Tuesdays. And I remember, Barbara, connecting with you when we were talking a couple minutes prior to the show. And it was absolutely a colder day than it is today here. And I kept hearing these knocks on my desk. And I'm thinking, my gosh, we have ice on the roof. It must, be falling. You know, it's melting a little bit and it's falling. And I hear like bang, bang, like here and there. So right before the show started, I went to the door and I looked outside and I saw this mad little squirrel knocking as hard as he could to get my attention. I remember screaming because I wasn't expecting to see this furry little guy. But he gave me a message before he left. And the message was, you need to slow down, have a little bit more fun. And he said, don't take life so seriously. And I was thinking at the time, my goodness, could that be Joan? Maybe she, she couldn't make it, so she sent the little squirrel. But he also told me, to pursue, my passion and just keep doing, things the way I do it. I have such a unique way. So when we don't hear the messages from Spirit, they find a way to get those messages to us. So I was just, looking over what had happened, last year at this time, and I had to share it again. But the next message that I do have is from Archangel Cassiel. And Archangel Cassiel's name means speed of God. He is the angel of solitude and tears, as well peace and harmony. Beloved ones, whether it be joy or sorrow, darkness or light, I will help you to continuously balance all aspects of your life. Release to me all disharmony, and it will be transformed into perfect peace once again. I am watching over you. Fear not. Call upon me in times of excitement as well as joy. I will help you to always strike the proper balance and to keep everything in just the right perspective. I bring to you the gift of renewed hope and everlasting light. Embrace the illuminating light as it transforms your visions into reality, radiating positive energy outward toward all of humanity. Surrender to the path before you, allowing the universe to guide the way. Release that which no longer serves you. Welcome the heartfelt love that I send helping to motivate you to remain in a blissful faith. Unite with all that is. Tune into the divine frequency. Allow your hearts to transmit loving vibrations, living more sustainably. You will not only have contentment amidst your desires, you will discover endless joy. Your life will become more fulfilling. The evolution that is taking place at this time is helping the human collective to become empowered and unify, helping every soul to become enlightened. Bask in the radiance of your illumination. Graciously open your hearts and your arms to all that life has to offer. Live your life to your fullest potential. Live a life of excellence and be prepared for the ride of your life. You're going to find blessings along the way. I am Archangel Cassiel. And Barbara, those were my messages for today.
Well, thank you, DC. Those are wonderful. All right. Let's see what Jesus wants to flow through me now. Here we go. Good morning, my beloveds. It is a beautiful day in your life. We want you to open up to the beauty of it. So often you are encountering all of this negativity, all of these issues in the news and people talking about how everything is going to be horrible and changing for the worst. And you feel sad, you feel discouraged, you feel frustrated, you feel frightened. We want you to let go of all of those feelings because they are your feelings and you are the one who determines what you feel. And allow yourself to feel joy. Allow yourself to see beauty. Allow yourself to be at peace. Because again, it is your choice. You are not a victim of circumstances. You're not a victim of anything unless you choose to be. Whenever you go into that victim mentality, you are giving your power away to someone or something else. All of those times that you decide to start feeling the terror that is being shown to you in the media, you are actually giving your power to that terror. You are actually increasing the terror. I want you to start realizing what you're doing with your own power, what you are creating in each moment, what you are believing and making true for you. Because it is your choice. You decide what you feel. You decide. It is not something imposed upon you. It is a decision that you are making. Most of you are not consciously making that decision. You are just going along with what's there. But you don't have to do that. You can consciously choose. You can change your life with your conscious choices. And that is one of the beauties of life. So let yourself start seeing beauty. Even in places where people would say there is no beauty, there is always beauty. The Creator has created everything for you so that you can decide what kind of life you want to have, so that you can decide whether you want to see the beauty, whether you want to feel the joy and the peace, or whether you want to see everything as being ugly and destructive and stressful and frustrating. These are your choices. You always have a choice. So for today, I ask that you see the beauty, that you experience the joy, that you allow the peace, that you relax into who you are being, that you relax into what you are creating, because this is your life, and you have power. Embrace your life, embrace yourself, embrace what you desire. and let the rest go. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with not joining in with other people's stress and misery. It is always your choice. We send you love, and we ask that you see the beauty. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you, Barbara.
Happy to be of service. Okay, we have come to the part of the show where we take questions from callers or people in the chat room. And right now, we don't have anyone in the queue or in the chat room. So, I guess no one had questions today.
Well, we must have done our job. Exceptionally well, I may add.
Either that or it was the fact that my computer refused to cooperate this morning and so
oh my goodness.
Didn't get here on time. I don't know why it does this on Tuesdays. I should just start setting the alarm, getting up even earlier. Oh, no, I can't do
that. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I don't think so. That would be a little bit too early. Oh, my goodness.
But that's okay. It is a beautiful day. The sun is coming up, and I can hear birds outside, and yesterday was in the 70s, so today I don't know what the weather's going to be, but it's not bad for February.
That's amazing. Yes, amazing, amazing. Send some my way. I don't even have half that temperature, so send some my way. Oh, my goodness.
I will do what I can.
Yes.
So did you have any other messages that are coming to you before we end the show? Or?
Barbara, I just got that, you know, that we have to choose love in every moment and in every instance and in every circumstance. Now, people are, you know, they're going through different things, and no matter what we're going through, and maybe, you know, there's things going on with others in our life, that we could, you know, still deliver the same message with love and compassion.
Okay.
So that's what I was getting.
That's wonderful. All right, let's see if there's anything else that they want to send through me. I'm hearing, remember your choices. They really are your choices. You are a creator. You are not some mindless little robot who must go along with what everybody else wants to do. You make choices. Always. Okay, so everybody, remember, you are making choices. You are creating your life. It really is you. Oh, that sent the feeling through me. I'm not sure what that means, but interesting. All right, then, I guess that is the show for today. Thank you, DC, for being a part
Thank
of this
you,
show and for suggesting that we do this. So it's a wonderful part of my life, and I know it's a wonderful part of yours.
It certainly is, my goodness. And again, happy last January, Barbara. Enjoy today.
Yes. February starts tomorrow. Yay. All right, everyone, make this a beautiful day and make sure you enjoy it. And we will talk to you again on Thursday. We love you.
Bye.